Howdy, everybody. We're joined by a new guest today. We've got Tanner Olson on the line with us. He's a board member with Brave the Shave. They're an operation out of North Dakota, which helps support children who have had a cancer diagnosis and their families through their battles. And the donations to Brave the Shave can go, they go to the Brave the Shave Family Fund to aid families and fund pediatric cancer and research. So, Mr. Olson, thanks for joining us today.
No, thanks for having me.
And so would you mind giving us maybe a little bit more information about the organization Brave the Shave that I might not have covered there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Brave the Shave was created about, I want to say, about 16 years ago in Bismarck. And a group of guys got together saying, hey, you know what, let's do something. Let's raise some money for pediatric cancer research. And they shaved their heads and they raised some money and said, hey, this might be a thing.
Awesome.
So Brave the Shave was born, yeah.
Awesome. And so is that kind of the main shtick? Like you got to have folks that are lopping some hair off? Or how does kind of your fundraising work there?
Yeah, so that's how it was first created. And we still have big head shaving events in the spring. This year, I think we shaved just over 200 people's heads.
Wow.
It's a huge fundraiser. But we have pop-up head shaving parties and head shaving events all over the state now. And now it's branched out. We have Play for a Purpose that has a whole bunch of events going on June 21st over in Fargo, where there's cornhole and dart tournaments and things. And we have 5K, 10K walk runs and now the Muddy for a Cause that supports the efforts of Brave the Shave.
Awesome. And coming up, you guys, 7th annual Muddy for a Cause event coming up. That happens in Medora, a 5-mile-long obstacle course that gets put on there. It's happening Saturday, June 21st, with heat starting at 8 a.m., and folks can still get registered for that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Right on. And so you can get registered at muddyforacause.com, and that's Muddy for a Cause with the number 4 in there, not the word 4, just to keep that in mind. And so you can kind of help out. What's the registration look like for that Muddy for a Cause event?
You know, I just got an update from our event lead, Josh Carey. He just texted all of us and said that we have over 170 people
Wow.
signed up right now. We usually have, you know, that number or upwards into the 200s, but we've never had that number as of right now. The last week of registration is typically the bulk, and then the day of is just to show up and register there. So we're expecting, I wouldn't be surprised if we're over 300 people this year.
That's so awesome. Again, that's the 7th annual Muddy for a Cause event, helping out Brave the Shave, this organization we're talking about, which helps children with cancer diagnoses and their families. And they also fund pediatric cancer research, doing all kinds of great work out there. And this is a great way to help out Brave the Shave by maybe hanging out and doing this obstacle course there in Medora on Saturday. And then, like you said, other places as well. Is that all June 21st or throughout the summer we can keep an eye out for stuff?
Keep an eye out. We're going to be creating some new events in September, I believe, but it just so happens that the Play for the Purpose and the Muddy for a Cause are on the same day this year, June 21st. And yes, we would come out. You will not regret it. This is building memories. This is it's a 5-mile mud run obstacle course with over 25 obstacles. We start at the Medora rodeo grounds and we go east of town. You run through creek beds, uphills, scale walls, crawl underneath mud and underneath fences and do monkey bars and D-ring hangs and all sorts of obstacles. We have the competitive heats, so people that want to get out there and set records and compete for the prizes. We have the men, women, youth, and adult divisions. And then after those three competitive heats leave right away in the morning, then after that, all the heats after that are people just looking to have a lot of fun and build memories with friends and family. Get out there, do the obstacles, go around an obstacle if you think you don't, your knee might not handle it. it's for everyone, and we even have a half-mile kids course that's available as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, if you've ever watched the show Ninja Warrior, like American Ninja Warrior, here's your chance. Go out and give it a shot yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And all the proceeds, like you said, go to the Brave the Shave, and Brave the Shave helps, like you said, help families. We help families with mortgage payments, with car payments, with medical bills, medical supplies, anything that makes their life easier and let them focus on what's most important, and that's getting their child healthy.
Yeah, and you know what? Just to kind of springboard off that a little bit, something that I also really liked hearing you say, I listened to some of your stuff up on bravetheshave.net. You can listen to some of these kids' stories, and Tanner Olson has one of his own there. And I really appreciated something you said when you were telling your own story, that Brave the Shave treats siblings the same as kids with the diagnosis because it's everyone in the family's battle. So that's just something I really respect about what you guys do. I mean, it's all very extremely respectable, but that was something that really stood out to me, and I really respect that for you guys.
Well, thank you. That is very close to my heart. It's the kids, it's their best friend. It's their, they see their parents worry. They see their brother or sister going through the treatment. It's a lot on all the entire family. So yes, we treat all the kids the same. Yes.
Right on. Well, this is Tanner Olson. He's a board member with the organization Brave the Shave over in North Dakota. And go check out the 7th annual Muddy for a Cause event happening in Medora at 5 Mile Obstacle Course there. It's Saturday, June 21st. Heats start at 8 a.m. and you can get registered in person there. Don't even have to worry about going online. But if you'd like to get registered ahead of time, you can go to muddy4acause.com. Check out their social pages as well. You can also check out bravetheshave.net. And Tanner, thanks for the time, and floor is yours. Anything else you'd like the folks to know?
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to get on your airwaves, Blake. You've been great, and we're looking for a great turnout. So please come out, have a blast, and support a good cause.
Right on. Well, thank you.